This podcast brought to you by the Bose Headset 10.
Tuned into AvWeb's continuing coverage of EAA Air Venture, direct from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. In today's podcast, we're talking to Ian Walsh, who's general manager of Lycoming's engine division at Williamsport, PA. Thanks for being with us, Ian. You've got quite a number of announcements to make here at Oshkosh. We're quite surprised to learn of some of the developments that have been going on there in Williamsport. So let's get started. Three things. You've got an electronic engine control coming out. You've got a new clean sheet LSA engine. And you've got a new STC development for aftermarket engines in the IO 360 range. Let's talk about the electronic controls first. Fill us in on that.
We at Lycoming Engine are very proud and excited to announce our new and the first of a series of electronic engine controls called the IE2. Again, Lycoming Engine started several years ago to intently understand the needs and wants of our customer base and where the general aviation industry is headed and where we needed to head to provide strong, reliable, advanced solutions to our customer base. And we're very excited to announce, which is really a cutting-edge, state-of-the-art design for electronic engine controls, which is our IE2. For example, some of the features of our IE2 is a complete integrated engine electronic power generation. This is not a bolt-on system. This is fully integrated into the engine. This is a proprietary design for Lycoming. It's got advanced sensor technology, electronic knock detection. They've all been included. And it'll obviously be single power lever controlled. And if you think about the advantages of electronic controls, especially with an integrated solution, so there is no weight penalty, and we've kept the cost down and provide a very reliable solution that provides safety of flight and a beautiful, solution that will help improve the performance of your engine.
Now, this sounds like a full authority closed loop system.
It is, and it really is. And without getting into the nitty gritty details, we encourage people to come by our booth and see the system, which will be on display, and we can certainly answer all questions. But it really is designed around each cylinder. So there's complete redundancy. Each cylinder is independently managed, so the sensitivity is highly increased. And again, it's the power generation side of it is very very unique and advanced.
Now, will this apply to a clean sheet engine, or will it be applicable to Lycoming's existing line?
It effectively is a brand new engine. The entire accessory gearbox section has been redesigned. So technically, it is a new system and will be applied to the family of Lycoming engines over time. Again, depending on demand and the relationship and demand from the OEM side, which is it will be a certified system. And we're working to certify the system by the end of this year, early next year. So it will be available for next year.
And will this be on initially large displacement engines?
Yes.
And then down to the 360 eventually?
Exactly. We'll move it down the line to our lower displacement engines.
Let's move on to the Echelon STC program.
Sure. Lycoming, again, is very excited to announce the first in a series of what we are calling our Echelon brand. The Echelon brand is a series of STCs where we are specifically targeting legacy airplanes, legacy engines to provide more advanced and valuable solutions. And this year's first Echelon STC is for the Cardinal 177RG, which we have at our booth for display flying. It effectively is replacing their current IO360 with a brand new IO390 A1A6 engine. This is a full firewall forward solution, providing more horsepower at a very affordable price to the owner group of the Cardinal 177.
And I assume this is you're building on the experience with the experimental 390?
That's exactly right. The 390 has been a very strong seller for us. We've got a tremendous amount of flying hours and data, very strong reliability and performance, and this will be a full certified IO390.
And what's the timeline for that project?
That will also be certified by the end of the year.
We should say that the 390 variant will eventually apply to any aircraft that has a 360.
Exactly. I mean, obviously, we have to go through, from a certified perspective, the airframe and propeller certification, but that's the whole intent. So the 390 will be certified, and it will be available for other STCs.
Have you established prices for the Echelon?
We have established prices. And those will be announced at our booth.
Last, the LSA engine, the IO233, which is a new clean sheet design. Tell us about that.
Yeah, again, we obviously recognize the growing and strong demand in the light sport market. Our customers have been telling us that this is a market that they really want to see Lycoming enter, and we have responded with effectively our IO233 engine, which we will have on display. It is a scaled-down version of our bulletproof 235. The beauty of the IO233 is it's from a weight reduction perspective, it puts us into the ballpark for light sport category. And what's really nice about it, it's going to have some unique features, such as some electronic control systems in terms of spark ignition, which is car-like starting, and electronic throttle body, and some other things. So that will be on display at our booth as well. You'll see actually a full engine on display, and some of the parts are still being worked on with our suppliers, so it's not a full metal engine, but it's pretty much the configuration that we'll be launching.
What's the horsepower range of that engine?
That'll be 100 to 116 horsepower.
And fuel?
That will be 100 low lead, but we are also working, as we've already announced, with our MoGas program to certify many of our engines, certainly on the lower horsepower with MoGas capability.
Thanks very much for speaking with us, Ian. You've been listening to AvWeb's continuing coverage of the EAA AirVenture Show at Oshkosh. For more on Lycoming engines, see www.lycoming.textron.com. And for additional coverage on anything and everything about EAA AirVenture, see www.avweb.com. I'm Paul Bertarelli. Thanks for listening.
Presented by Bose Aviation Headset 10. Voted number one for the seventh consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2007 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.